All right, this morning's gospel reading comes from the 20th chapter of John, beginning with the first verse. Early in the morning, on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb. She saw that the stone had been rolled away from the entrance, so she ran off to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and told them, "The rabbi has been taken from the tomb. We do not know where they have put Jesus." At that, Peter and the other disciple started out toward the tomb. They were running side by side. But then the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He didn't enter, but bent down to peer and saw the linen wrapping lying on the ground. And Simon Peter arrived and entered the tomb. He observed the linen wrapping on the ground and saw a piece of cloth that had covered Jesus' head lying, not with the wrapping, but rolled up and placed by itself. Then the disciple who had arrived first at the tomb went in. He saw and believed. Yet they didn't understand the scripture that Jesus was to rise from the dead. And then the disciples went back to their home. Meanwhile, Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. Even as she wept, she stooped to peer inside, and there she saw two angels in dazzling robes. One was seated at the head and the other at the foot of the place where Jesus' body had lain. They asked her, "Why are you weeping?" And she answered them, "Because you have taken away my rabbi, and I don't know where you have put the body." No sooner had she said this than she turned around and caught sight of Jesus standing there, but she didn't know that it was Jesus. He asked her, "Why are you weeping? For whom are you looking?" She supposed it was the gardener. So she said, "Please, if you're the one who carried Jesus away, tell me where you've laid the body, and I will go take it away." And Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned to him and said, "Rabboni," which means teacher. And Jesus then said, "Don't hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to Abba God. Rather, go to the sisters and brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my God and your God." And Mary of Magdala went to the disciples. "I have seen the teacher," she announced. And then she reported all that the Savior had said to her. Amen. All right. So, what was the name of the sermon, Mike? He didn't know I was going to do that.
Missing the obvious.
Missing the obvious. How many of you have gone to a mall or a shopping center? Amen? Everybody? At one point or another? Right? Okay. And after you went through that center, you either got a text or a phone call from a friend of yours, right? And they said, "You know, I waved to you as you went by, and you completely ignored me. Have I done something wrong?" Everybody has experienced that at one point or another. That's why I named the sermon this morning on this Easter sunrise that. Because that's exactly what happened with the resurrection of Jesus. We were told time and time through his ministry that he would be killed, and that on the third day he would rise. Everybody knew it. We know every Easter that we come to this resurrection. And yet, when we run into challenges, when we run into illness, when we run into economic woes, do we not sit back like the disciples did and look for God? Where is God in all of these challenges? Where is God in the midst of COVID-19? Where is God in the midst of Georgia messing around with the election laws? Where is God in the midst of those people that have to live under a bridge? Where is God in the midst of those people that don't know whether they're going to have a paycheck next week? And do we not all turn around? And when God is standing right there saying to us, "You are my beloved, You are created in my image, wonderfully and uniquely. Are we convinced? No, we miss the obvious. And that was the thing that struck me about today's message. We're back in the park, amen? We have had over the last year, yes, there are over 500,000 people that have died because of this pandemic. But there are a lot of families, folks. I know that you see in the news stories about families that are having trouble with domestic violence and this and that and the other side. But you know what the other side of the story is? Families have found each other again. Families have learned how to sit down to a dinner again. Families have learned how to do chores together again. We, amen, learned how to do Facebook Live, amen. It is because of COVID that we have a Bible study that we would have never had we not been forced to find a new way to worship. And what I want you all to know this morning is that was Jesus standing with us in whatever challenge we are faced with. You see, the message is that death is not the end of this. There is something past that. Jesus' message to us is clear as it is broad. Everyone who loves God will have a relationship with God when they breathe their last, and it is not the end. So this morning, go from this place proclaiming Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Amen.